Hey, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm Jill with my co-host Joe.
Hello.
And Hevs.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to discuss season 4, episode 20, par 5. But before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. I have nothing today, Joe.
Not for this episode.
Hevs, 4,000 pieces of paper.
Yes, okay. Okay, you guys know how it bothers me that they do, like, the car thing?
Yes.
Now it's becoming a thing. A Million Little Things is doing car commercials for Lexus. Mm-hmm. And, like, the girl won a Lexus. Everything is Lexus. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a intense show, and it's just weird.
Yeah. They added that. I could understand in a comedy, but...
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's kind of, it's a dark show, so it's weird. Mm-hmm. And then, also, this is so stupid. Okay, I watch General Hospital, that's my soap, and it's on ABC. And I think ABC owns Hulu. So it's so stupid. They'll be in the middle of like an intense scene and then they'll go, "What's on Hulu? Let's watch some Hulu." And it's so unnatural in a soap opera. Mm-hmm. Like Anna Devane, she's a spy. Why is she watching Hulu?
Anna Devane is still in General Hospital?
Oh yeah.
Or back on General Hospital?
She's one of the stars of it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's,
I just feel like spies deserve downtime too.
They do, but they wouldn't watch Hulu. I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird. Like, you know, somebody will just have some horrible thing happen, and they'll be like, "Oh, well, let's watch Hulu." It's just, it's very unnatural.
Like in Netflix movies, they're always watching Netflix.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I love that.
Next year, they're putting the NFL on Amazon Prime.
Oh, really? You're going
to like in addition to television?
No, the Amazon Prime. They paid millions and billions of dollars.
So you're going to be getting Amazon Prime all because Thursday let's share night. Passwords.
I don't know if it's on the bottom of the screen, but there's like, on my smart TV, it's like there's 100 apps on the bottom. Yeah. I just don't know if Amazon Prime is one of them.
Oh, it's there, here. But you'll have to get a membership to make it work.
Well, is it $10 like Netflix?
Netflix is, well... I don't know.
Netflix is up to 15 now.
Yeah, it depends on the package.
It's worth the 15 for Netflix.
The Netflix description for Par 5 is, Jess tries to get new computers for the school by schmoozing with politicians at a charity event. Winston falls for an activist who dislikes police. Joe, what's your Joe Flicks?
That is a lot to say.
Yeah.
When really... I don't know if I have one for this episode.
That's a little to say by comparison.
Yeah. I don't think I have one for this episode. Although this has Fawn on the episode.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't really come up with one.
Okay, Heather, don't vote for Joe.
I'm calling Joe.
Oh my God! Moving on.
Because it was an honesty. It was honest.
We open in the loft. With Schmidt and Fawn. Fawn is giving Schmidt his review. All the others are watching in fascination. There's a little Fawn versus Cece back and forth.
Ooh,
I love Cece in that scene.
Me too.
She was hitting everything perfect. She goes, "What's your name? I can never remember."
Cecil.
She says, "You'll learn it.
You'll know it. Yeah. And Cecil. What it is. And the, but Jess gets an insult in, and it's funny because it's true. Mm-hmm. Dressed like a realtor from the 1980s.
Oh, funny.
That was funny. I
should try to look for... Was it a dress suit?
Like a business suit.
Yeah,
like a skirt and a jacket. Nobody wears those anymore. Did you hear that, pal?
No,
yeah,
especially on Selling Sunset. Oh, my God.
Their outfits are... Trishelle, why does she wear those big, huge things on the side?
I really appreciate it in the... I really, really appreciate it in the Selling Sunset reunion when... what's the one who had the baby? Well, she lost the baby, but she was pregnant.
Maya.
When Maya was like, "No, actually, you guys dress very unprofessional. It is more professional to dress like a real realtor." And they're like, no, times are changing. And Maya's like, no. Because Maya does compared to them.
Yo, she's like
dresses
modest.
Down, yeah.
But... there's one that was ridiculous. This one scene, Amanza was wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
And I was like, Amanza, nobody's going to take you seriously.
Okay, so we went off the rails there a little bit. So,
sorry, guys. Hope you watch Selling Sunset.
Fawn tells everyone they need a 10-year plan. And Jess walks in and says, "How much work sucks?" And they do a little queen ceremony.
Oh, that was funny.
And Fawn's like, "I'm never eating here again."
Yeah, that was hilarious.
So Jess is talking to Fawn about how she needs to get the school board to give the school more computers and ask Fawn for help. She says that she's going to a charity event and she would see if there's anything she could do. And Jess invites herself.
Yeah.
And then she says, finally caves and says, fine, that Schmidt can come too, but he needs to look, quote, less white because people think you're haunting me.
That was hilarious. I don't think people really thought
I
that.
I feel like we've already told the story about when Joe and I were getting married, and I innocently said to him, like, I saw an old picture or something. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you were so tan earlier. You're so tan then.
Yeah.
And then I don't see him for, like, 2 or 3 days. And I see him again, and all I could see are the whites of his eyes and his teeth. Because he is Italian, and he has melanin in his skin, which he tells people he has melanoma, which he does not. And he tans so fast, and I guess he thought was, like, dissing him, and I was like, oh, Joe, you look terrible. And he's so tan in the wedding pictures. I mean, in hindsight, we're divorced, so it's not like the wedding pictures are framed or anything, but it's just, do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What was your motivation?
It's Italian skin, so I more, like, bronze than anything. Right.
You know, but why, when I said to you, like, harmlessly something about it, did you go, like, 50 shades darker than your normal skin color?
I don't know. Maybe just laid out too long by the pool.
Yeah.
That happens. I fall asleep all the time.
It definitely happened.
In 2020, like, we were constantly at the pool. Yeah, constantly.
It was really dark that
when
year.
When he told people really he had melanoma.
Yeah. And then it was so funny because our neighbor is a guy, and he said to Joe, wow, you have a nice tan, Joe. And I just never heard a boy say to a boy.
Joe does tan so nice, but then that's when Joe said to him, his wife, me, you, and another neighbor, oh, it's because I have melanoma, and, like, swam
away.
They're
all like,
and there was this awkward silence over the pool, and I was like, melanin! This is, oh my god, people went insane on the internet from our episode where we were talking about fondue, and you're like, that's what you put on cakes.
That was
like,
hilarious.
That's fondant. And you're like, yeah, fondue.
I laughed so hard listening to the episode, too.
People really loved that, Joe. Good job. So anyway.
We love Joe.
Now we're in a coffee shop, and it's the guys are with Schmidt, and Nick is pretending like he just sits down and starts like they're in the middle of a conversation, which annoys Coach. Winston sees a girl, and they're like, talk to her, and in a classic mean moment, yells, Shody, what that thing do? And the guys talk to him for her and send her over. Her name's Casey, and it's super awkward. And she invites him to the park and lunch because she's going to a rally to protest the police.
Of all things.
And he awkwardly says, let's just do lunch, and then backs up so she can't see the police shirt. Now, fun fact about this episode is that Lamorne, it was like his idea, and he co-wrote it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, because he had a lot of people, like, were saying a lot of things to him at the time about, like, things that were happening with police brutality and being black and, you know, oh, of course, now they're making you a police officer. And he was, like, having a lot of struggle with some of those things in the episode.
Interesting.
Or, I'm sorry, in the show. And so it was important to him to, like, have a discussion about this and fit it into the show.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. So before we get more into that, we're at the golf tournament, and Cece is on the phone with Jess on the way to the loft, saying how she's trying to get over Schmidt, but he opens the door and says he needs her to rub bronze all over him.
Oh, that was so
in all the cracks
funny.
And crevices, because he needs to look more tan to go to this event.
It was a wrong bronze.
Yes.
That reminds me of you, too. It's a heavy Joe story.
Do you remember when I used to try to bronze myself?
No, but I'm sure.
With glitter?
It was a mess. No, not with glitter.
With what? Bronzer?
It was what people did.
Yeah.
It's hard, though, because you have to make sure you're moisturized first.
Yeah. And make it even. So mine had, like, streaks in it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't.
Cute. So I used to, I think we told this before, too, so I'm sorry for the repetitive Joe stories, but when Joe and I were first married, Victoria's Secret Love Spell was very popular. It still is, and body glitter was very popular. But it was being phased out, so I had some lotions that had like a glitter element or bring out your tan element.
Right.
And Joe would come out of the bathroom smelling like roses after taking a shower, and we go outside to go somewhere, and I'm like, "Why are you sparkling? Joe, did you use my lotion again?
Well, it was just on the counter, and
you grabbed like the glitter one." Do you remember that, Joe?
Yeah, Love Spell.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. I love how proud you are of that.
Yeah. It was in a purple container.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Joe, you're funny.
Anyways, so Jess meets, I think her last name's Yost, the person who she's supposed to talk to about the computers, but she's golfing really bad and so far behaving really embarrassing. Joe, you networked at a lot of golf tournaments back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
But luckily you knew how to golf.
Yeah. Yeah, golf tournaments are fun.
Yeah, they look fun.
For people who golf, they're fun.
I think driving the golf cart would be awesome.
Yeah. I enjoy that part.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, she just met that lady, and she's like, I need 20 computers.
Oh, I know.
Just day.
And the girl's like, I just met you, but okay.
I'm going to back up a little bit, because Fawn has a great line. She says to Jess, I wouldn't think of you as a networker. I would think of you as someone who follows a butterfly around.
Yes. Yeah. Accurate. So they're putting on the bronzer in the bathroom, and Schmidt is saying all the things he had to do to change for Fawn. He's getting his teeth shaved by 1/4 of an inch or something, because she said he has, quote, the teeth of an immigrant. And then he references Fievel Mouskowitz. From one of my favorite movies.
Love that movie.
American
Shawshank
Tale.
Redemption?
No.
Oh.
Thank you for knowing my favorite movie. That's very impressive. That without nice. Hesitation. You favorite childhood movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't specify. Yeah.
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 And the weird thing is, in my other podcast, Mare Studies, which I just recorded last night, my co-host Lucas quoted American Tale.
He did?
Yeah, and so I knew. I remember American Tale. I have trouble remembering Fievel's name, but I was like, why are you quoting Fievel Mouskowitz? I just wrote that down in my notes for my other podcast. Weird.
That's funny.
So they discover that he's very sparkly, and he accidentally has used the bronzer that has glitter in it and start to completely freak out.
Schmidt.
Back at the lunch.
And Cece goes, don't make any faces because it'll crease your thing if you make too many faces.
Yes.
Expression.
So Winston's at lunch on his date, and she's talking all about the rally and police brutality, and she says, so what do you do when two police officers work over and say hi? And she's like, do you know them? And he's like, no. And they're like, see you at work, Bishop. And so he goes, oh, no, I know what you're thinking, but I'm a stripper.
Of all the timing too that they would walk
by. Oh, I know. Ridiculous.
I thought the funniest thing was him backing up, though, because of the shirt.
Earlier, yeah. So we're back at golf. Jess is acting super weird. Fawn can't take it and starts critiquing her, shows her how to have a firm handshake, say your name and your title like it's part of your name. Jess Day, vice principal. And give a quick joke. There's a whole montage of Jess doing what she told her to. And then her secret edge is to Fawn's is to never wear underwear.
That's
and she has to
like
take off her underwear because that's how you like know that you have power and you have a secret that no one else has. And their skirts are so short.
Oh, I know.
Especially Jess's.
Right.
Even before what happens, that is like the whole reason that's in the episode. Like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Even if you have underwear on, that's ridiculous.
Nobody would wear their skirt that short.
No.
I mean,
unless it has the shorts under it.
You'd be so uncomfortable all day.
Especially being in a sport, getting in and out of a golf cart.
Exactly.
When you sit down, that would be your skin on the seat because it's so short
if
you're not wearing something under it. But I digress. So Jess eventually talks to Yost again, and she says, well, let's connect in the clubhouse about ideas and close this deal. And Jess is so excited. She finishes the game. She's trying to finish the game, and she's still really bad. And Jess realizes that she's not going to get the computers because Sean tells her it's just women helping other women figure out how to be more powerful. It's not about the computers. So Jess takes a stand that she is going to hit as many golf balls as it takes to finish this game, honestly.
Right.
Joe, have you ever been in a situation in a golf tournament where someone just like couldn't, like if you took me golfing, I wouldn't be able to finish it. Like you have to let people play through and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people, but I mean, only if they're sick or something like that, or get hurt.
Yeah, you've never taken anyone, because you wouldn't go to a golf tournament if you don't know how to golf.
Yeah.
You go learn first.
Yeah.
So we're back at the loft, and
wait, Jess said to a lady, you killed Big Bird for those shoes.
Yes, she
yes,
did. That was
that
her
was hilarious.
Yeah. So we're back at the loft, and the second time they mentioned Big Bird, because remember Winston talked about having like a crush on Big Bird.
Oh, that's
when Jess
right.
had the wonky knees, like you were yellow and covered in feathers.
Yes, she did say that.
So weird. So we're back at the loft, and Winston's trying to tell Nick about what happened, but he's interrupting Nick and telling him he can't understand, he can't weigh in on this. And Nick's like, why? And they flash back to the OJ trial when OJ was in the white Bronco, and Nick's like, why they gotta call it a
white
Bronco? Why can't they just say it's a Bronco?
Yeah.
Then he does his Eddie Murphy impersonation, which is a hot mess, and Winston is saying how when he was young, even if they didn't do anything wrong, their instinct was to run from the police. Mm-hmm. And suddenly Coach is there with no warning and agreeing with him. And he's telling me, you should just be yourself. You should tell her the truth. And Nick's like, but that's what I was just going to try and say. I like when Winston does his impersonation of Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Very well done.
And then, wait, at some point they said, just because I don't work at NASA... Wait, just because I work at NASA...
Don't work at NASA doesn't mean you can't go in and work on a rocket.
Who said that? I didn't write it down.
Nick did. And Winston's like, literally, that's what it means. They won't let you come in. Because he was saying, you don't understand because you're not black. And that was his analogy.
Oh. Well,
just because I don't work at NASA doesn't mean I can't work on rocket ships.
And like, that makes sense that he would make that reference. Because remember when he wanted to raise his kids on the moon?
I do. On Mars.
On Mars, yeah.
So Cece's putting makeup on Schmidt, but now he looks too pale and trying to get rid of the glitter. And she loses her patience. He says, I want to look like a wooden boy. I want to look like a living boy.
Yes.
She's like, why are you calling yourself a boy? And Cece freaks out and says she should accept you as you are. Mm-hmm. You're fine as is. And he's like, you're right. And it would appear that he's going to break up with her.
Good advice, Cece.
Now, a reporter catches Jess on her 172nd stroke, Joe. That's not good.
Not good.
No.
Even I know that. Good.
Yes. And that she won't give up. And they're filming her. And she says that she came for the computers. And Yost says that she respects that and that she will give her the computers in 2018 when the fiscal budget is solvent.
and that was filmed a while before.
Oh, yeah. So it was several years from now she'll be at computers. So Jess is like, well, I'll take that as a win. When Fawn comes up for a photo op to say that these computers and Jess are what's going to fix, like, I don't know, like global warming and the traffic or something. And kicks the Jess's club, and the club kicks the ball in, so she finally has finished the game. When Fawn, trying to take credit, bends over to get it, forgetting that she doesn't have underwear on.
That's why this this and Micro are my two least favorites. They're too racy.
No, you don't like the Thanksgiving one either.
I'm talking about the season.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. So we're back at the loft, and Fawn is on the phone screaming at someone about how she's become a meme. And she says,
her dad,
and she says that it's okay for Schmidt to break up with her because she's like a laughing joke now and bad for his brand. Yeah. And he says, no, I like you just the way you are. And it's like, no, you should have broken up with her, not because of this, but just because she's awful.
Yo, she is, but God, she's awful, but she makes it so funny. She's amazing.
I just mean the character's awful.
And her timing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And just utter disgust all the time.
Yeah.
So Winston goes to see Casey in uniform, and she said, I'm not mad at you for being a police officer. I'm mad that you lied. He asks her out again, and she turns on some music and is like, okay, well, you have to strip. And I love how he rips off his tie. He's like, clip-on tie, ladies.
That was so funny.
But just another case of how they randomly show up to people's work, and it's all fine.
I know.
And start stripping.
I know. I guess life was maybe a little complicated.
No. Yeah. So that brings us to Jess. Look, Joe, why don't you kick it off? Joe, Jess only had like two outfits in this episode.
Well, we've never seen her in a golfing outfit.
That is true.
So that was probably the best look for her.
And I agree with Joe, and I agree with you. The skirt should have been longer.
Yeah.
But I said the golfing outfit, I thought it was adorable. I thought her lipstick looked amazing. Mm-hmm. I love her hair. I love her hair up.
Yeah.
It's actually, I wish she wore it up all the time. And the hat, I mean, the designers did a great job. It was just such a detail. It's like, how did Jess have this detailed golfing suit?
But that's what I wrote. It was my favorite look. But also, she put that together rather quick because it was nighttime.
I know.
And golf tournaments are in the morning. So she turned that over really quickly.
I mean, I guess she found a golf store that was open late. I don't know.
Perhaps. Best dressed overall, I'm giving to Schmidt for busting out the kimono when he was putting the carpet cleaner on his face at the end. Joe, who's your best dressed overall?
Oh, it's got to be the golfing.
Oh, that's your best dressed too?
Yeah.
Okay. Heather?
It's very hard to read my writing. Schmidt. Should
work on that.
Well, because I changed my mind. I cross out stuff. Okay. The blue and white sweater that Schmidt wears to the golf tournament.
Okay, nice.
I liked that on him a lot.
So favorite Schmidt moment overall, I mean, it's hard. There's no jar count because apparently there never is. It's hard to say anything to me funnier than the whole glitter scene.
Yeah.
So that's what I voted for. Heather, what about you? Too. You too, Joe too?
Yep.
I put Teeth of an Immigrant and Fievel. And then I said, because it was sentimental.
Very sentimental. Yeah. I love that movie. Favorite funniest moment overall, mine for sure, is Shorty What That Thing Do. Because it's so many memes. It's so Winston. It's so funny. Joe, what was your favorite moment overall? Favorite or funniest?
Probably on the golf course. And it, when Fawn's like, oh no, it, it shows power when you don't wear underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jess is like, well, that's not the only stuff that emanates. Oh, really? What else emanates?
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. That's why Fawn's such a great character.
Let's go play golf.
Yeah. Heather, what about you?
Okay, for me, it was the whole Schmidt uses the glitter. And that was solely because it reminded me of Joe.
Yes.
And then
Joe went through a glitter phase, if you will.
He did. And then I think there's been times where I was like, oh, Joe looks a little sparkly.
Not lately.
No, in the past.
Yeah.
But I like it because he says, I don't want to look like a dead boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I want to. Well, I think she said that he looked like a wooden boy. He wanted to look like a living boy.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe he did say
that. He was saying a lot.
That's
he was
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Honey Roast for best character performance in this episode. I'm giving Chilimorne Morris because it was still funny, but he was like talking about some important social issues. And you could tell like how serious it was when he was talking about it in the loft. Yet they did a good job of still making it lighthearted and getting a message across. Joe, who or what gets your honey roast?
I would say Jess and Fawn.
Oh,
okay. For their scenes together.
I like the golf course because that's not easy to make that funny, and they did good there.
Yes. Yeah, golf is boring, so they did.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's Jess tough to do
Fawn.
That.
So you're saying golf is boring.
No, it's tough to make a golf
on TV.
Scene.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather?
Well, let's see. I kind of did what Joe did. I gave two honey roasts.
Okay.
I mean, Fawn. She was amazing.
Obviously.
But not Fawn and Jess. It's Fawn and Cece.
Uh-huh.
And not so much for anything that Cece said, but she said so much in this episode with her facial expressions.
Yes.
And you could just see the love that she has. It's like, it was almost so visible that I'm like, can't Schmidt see that?
Oh, he's too caught up in the glitter skin.
Yeah. So I thought she just, and I don't generally give her a honey roast, but I thought it was amazing this time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to Bear, Heather.
I found it.
Okay. All found it, but go ahead.
Oh, we all found it.
Well, did you, Joe?
No, where was it?
Okay, go ahead, Heather.
Okay, it was when they're talking about golf, and she says, Jess, do you golf? And Jess says, does a bear eat with his hands?
And she's like, I don't know what that means.
I know. It was, what a weird thing. Yeah, but yeah.
Bears also have paws. So.
I know. Yeah. I guess they were desperate to get bear in.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, that brings us to discussion questions. Joe, do you have one?
I don't know if I do for this one.
Okay, that's all right. Hevs.
Okay.
Sorry. You said you...
What?
He's laughing because I moved on. Did you want to think about it?
Well, it would obviously focus around...
Well, you just didn't know if you had one.
Golf, but I don't really have anything that I would say, well, when you golf, did this happen?
Oh, no, not us.
Yeah, because we don't golf, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so
I would wear underwear, so...
I don't really have anything. Well, golf outfits for girls, they come with what they call bloomers.
Yeah,
it's like
bloomer.
Shorts that are underneath.
Well, that's
yeah.
Bloomers
the skirt.
Are a little bit back.
Yeah,
you know, not really recent. But
yeah,
back
no.
In time.
Cheerleaders wear bloomers under their.
Oh,
that's what they're called.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like a sports.
Yeah, because they got to throw their legs in the air all the time and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They
good
got
point.
Shorts basically underneath.
Yeah,
but they're really called bloomers.
Well, they I don't know if people call them that anymore, but like when I was in high school, that's what they were called. But now the girls wear those short like. Like, not like biker shorts, but they're like Nike shorts.
And that brings me to a good point, you guys. If you like good shows on Netflix, watch Cheer.
Yeah, very good.
Joe, you'd like that. Have you seen Cheer?
I watched both episodes.
Both seasons.
So good. This is like the time he told me that he finished Selling Sunset, and he did not. And he was telling me what happened in the last episode, and I'm like, that was not the last episode. Oh, there's three more!
I thought it was, but it wasn't at the end for some reason.
But why did you think that?
Because sometimes it says, are you still watching this?
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
And if you hit no, it shuts it off. And so what happens when you're at the end of a show on Netflix, it doesn't go next episode and the thing fills up, you know, and then also goes next episode.
Right.
It just goes like, oh, we suggest you watch this.
Oh, they
and
love the
And then if
the
you
suggest.
Still don't hit a button, it's going to show you a preview of that.
Right.
So that's probably why I thought, oh, this was it. I watched the end of it. I did right. the same thing with Ozark. I had to watch Ozark over again, the last show.
But see, the nice thing is, like, you get a surprise. It's like, oh, you've got all these episodes.
Yeah.
I wish that would happen to me. I've watched everything.
Heather, was that all your discussion questions, Joe?
Yes.
Heather, discussion questions.
Okay, have you ever been in a situation where one of your friends embarrasses you like Coach embarrassed Winston? Or you did it to someone?
Oh, I don't think he embarrassed him. I think he was helping him. But I see what you're saying.
It was very poorly done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Winston was doing worse, but yeah. Joe, you're a boy. A living boy.
Rephrase the question.
Actually, just say it again because he wasn't listening.
Okay. Have you ever been in a situation where one of your friends embarrassed you, like Coach embarrassed Winston, like trying to put you with someone? Or...
like my friend thinks you're cute.
Right. Or have you been in Coach's, I mean, in Winnie B's situation where... You do that to someone. So you're in Coach's situation or Winston's.
Has a friend embarrassed you before in front of a girl?
What?
This is going to go on for like 40 minutes.
No, because...
wasn't even making sense anymore.
I generally get along with everyone and I'm not really embarrassed. They just say, hey, this is Joe. And I'm like, what's up?
Very smooth.
So I don't really... and I don't have a lot of accomplishments, so it's not like they can brag about me.
That's not true.
No, like accomplishments like in that would be intriguing, you know what I'm saying?
You own ice cream.
Like this is Joe, but I'm talking years and years ago.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
This is Joe, he sells hot dogs.
But I guess I don't get embarrassed. I don't know, it's just kind of weird. Yeah. I just go with
I can't
flow.
Say I can think of a lot of times where Joe was like, wow, I was embarrassed, that was so embarrassing. He does that
Maybe when his door fell off.
Yeah. On the first day of work.
People love that story too. Shockingly, every word of that story was true.
We really do need just a podcast. That's going to be our next podcast.
Joe.
Joe's travels.
Apartment for Joe. Heather, has that happened to you?
Yeah, it was really insane. When I was in high school, there was this guy, and he was my co-worker.
Sort of criminal.
No, he wasn't a criminal. He actually became a police officer. So he was my coworker's friend and he would come in all the time and I liked him and I thought he liked me. But I was an idiot. You know, I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on or how to handle things, but I would always tell my best friend like, oh, I really like this guy. I really like this guy. And this one day I was at work and I was working like a 12-hour shift. I worked at a gift shop, but we had this thing called market night.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hadn't heard from my friend all day, and I was like, that's weird, because she stalks me, and she would call me at work, but I could get phone calls, so it's fine. So then I got home, and I called her, and she's like, okay, don't be mad. And I'm like, what happened? She looked him up in the phone book, called him, said, someone likes you, ended up talking with him for, like, 3 or 4 hours, told him it was me. He was thrilled, and he called me.
Why would that make you mad? And that's not embarrassing.
My friend called him for me.
But ultimately, you got what you wanted.
I think she should have had my consent.
Mm.
I mean, you know, and that's back in the day. She knew where he lived, and she knew his last name. I mean, we were good friends, but that's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I didn't say I was ready for dating.
What friend did that?
Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
my money was on her.
So that happened to me. It was a very weird situation. And then have you ever like dated someone where you or them was always trying to change each other, like Schmidt and Fawn or Fawn to Schmidt?
I mean, I did want Joe to watch less football.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in that. I hate that, how people are always like, oh, well, he doesn't want to get married, but, like, I'll make him want to get married.
Right.
Or this and that. I think that people should encourage each other to grow.
Yeah.
And challenge each other.
Like that.
But
like
no, that. Fonz thing is insane.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, I don't have, I don't know if you call it lazy, but I don't have the desire to change anyone because.
Yeah, that's not lazy.
Well, because there's a reason I like them. There's a reason right. I would date yeah. them is because there's something about them. I mean, my deal right. breaker was you gotta like sports, you can't smoke cigarettes. Those yep. are my deal breaker. So yeah. if they didn't do that, I was good with whatever. Because right. there's a certain yin and yang. Like, I didn't like musicals before I met Jill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then all of a sudden,
and I still don't like musicals.
I'm sitting there Wicked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You that's talk true. About Wicked.
Having she talks a
disproportionate
about
amount of time.
You find a way to true.
Bring it up saying. All the yeah. time on the podcast and in life.
I'm at yeah. Wicked. They have a carpeted bar. I mean,
so, just, so to clarify, you've seen one musical your whole life. It was Wicked.
Gee, I wonder if I saw another one.
No.
It seems like I did.
But you act like I opened you up to this world of Broadway.
Maybe he watches it on TV.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, no. That's so good.
You know what I did want to see? Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's awesome.
I could never talk them into it. Because they're always in L.A., but oh, I don't want to go to L.A. I was like, oh, man, that'd be real.
Literally,
that
you've never cool. asked me to do that.
I think I did a few times.
That would be fun. That's a good yeah. idea. Yeah.
Joe, I think what you're confusing it with is that against his will, he's been exposed to a lot of musical soundtracks.
Yeah. yeah.
So I think he thinks he's...
Frozen, Let It Be, Let It Be. Yeah.
Let It yeah. Go.
Yeah, let it go. Let It Go.
And that's cool because...
Let It Be is a totally different
I
song.
Like that, Joe, because you did. You, like, expanded yourself.
Yeah. Against his
yeah.
will.
Yeah. Or, like, and then you changed things for the better, like, going to family member's house and getting to have football on.
Yep.
You know, I dated it wasn't on before.
I dated a girl in college. She liked sports, mm-hmm. right? But she was... She lived on a farm, a huge farm,
oh,
like a big
yeah.
production farm with corn and everything.
Yeah.
And I just remember, she, oh, why don't you come with me home to the farm? I'm like, oh my God, I grew up in a city, you know? I'm like, I can't go to a farm with her. But it was no. cool. I got out there. Her dad shows me the combine. We're driving around on the combines and everything else. It was really cool. They showed me the milking machines. Like, I didn't know a machine milked the cow. I thought humans milked the cow.
I just pictured Joe in overalls.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah,
you've yeah. shared this one before.
But what I'm saying is what if I just was like, no, I'm going to change this girl into a city girl.
Right.
I'm not going to have her be a country girl. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah. yeah.
That would be terrible.
Then I wouldn't have got the experience. I've never right. rode a combine since.
Right. And you know what's cool is you are... You're so good about being interested in other people and remembering. Like, you talk yeah. to our uncles. I don't know my uncles as well as you do.
Yeah.
You, like, ask probing questions.
Yeah. Joe is really good at making conversation. Like, we go to one of Joe's family's extended parties, and I'm like, hey, how are you? And then I'm kind of out. And Joe's like, so remember your cousin's uncle's dog's cat that got bit by a snake? I think it was in 2002. And I'm like, literally, I think you forgot our kid's middle name a couple days ago. Like, you know this.
But he, like, honestly cares.
So I want to go back for a second, as you would say.
Sure.
To the thing about if friends embarrassing you, because I thought of something.
Mm-hmm.
This is me embarrassing myself, but it comes full circle. It's such a great story. So when I was in high school, I got to be in drama really young.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, juniors and seniors were in the class with me. And there was this guy whose name I won't say just in case, who went to my high school. And I thought he was so dreamy. And he was dating this girl who was so beautiful. And she was in the class with him. But I still decided to have a crush on him.
Oh,
so
fast
forward. I don't think you do.
Yeah, I know.
Fast forward to the homecoming football game. Do you know this? And he comes.
I don't think so now. Yeah. I thought it was something else.
And he comes back to the football game for homecoming because he's graduated. And, like, I bump into him and we have a conversation and he remembers me and I'm so excited. I run to tell my friend Jackie. I don't know how I ran from him to Jackie and this happened, mm-hmm. but he's sitting where Joe is from me next to Jackie and I don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a very loud person. And I'm like, oh my God, I saw Alex. He totally talked to me and I had such a crush on him. And I'm like spilling. And she has this weird look on her face. I'm like, gosh, Jackie, I thought we were friends.
Oh.
Like, why are you not excited for me? It's because he heard the whole thing and he's right next to me.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Right? So at that age, that'd be very embarrassing, right, Joe?
Very embarrassing.
So I'm innocently minding my own business and my Facebook Messenger goes off a couple nights ago and it's my friend from high school that's a
Jackie.
Boy oh. no and he goes hey I see that your work's having a tournament at Topgolf I want to go. And I was like, okay, here's how much it costs. Here's the information. But you have to have a team of six. Like, we're not doing individuals right now. He's like, no problem. I got so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. It's everyone I went to high school with, including the guy. I haven't thought about it in years.
Why didn't you tell me?
It just happened, like, yesterday. And I was like, oh, my God, awesome. Like, it is awesome. I want them to come so bad. I'm so excited. But I don't think he's going to remember. But I'm like, that's so embarrassing. I don't need friends to embarrass me. I have myself.
In high school, like, a lot of stuff happened. But one thing that happened when I was a freshman, I had a crush on the guy. He was a senior, but he was the one who gave me the tour of the high school when I was deciding where to go to high school, because we went to private school. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, super popular, and he was dreamy. Mm-hmm. And so my friends, like, they did all this stuff on my birthday. They, like, decorated my locker the whole day. They sent me balloons because it was balloon day. I mean, yeah. It was so fun. But my big surprise was at lunch, they had told him, like, she has a crush on you.
Oh, God, and your friends are awful.
I know. All my friends, they went up to him and they said, oh, sorry. And they said, Heather has a crush on you. We know you have a girlfriend, but can you say happy birthday to her? Mm. So I'm, like, talking with my friends, being myself, and all of a sudden, like, I feel a strong hand on my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
I look up, and he says, hey, happy birthday.
Whoa.
And I was like, Jerry Fernandez just touched my shoulder.
Now everyone knows it's Jerry Fernandez. I know. I'm not going to edit it out.
I tried to look him up on Facebook.
Jerry Fernandez, yeah. Good luck.
Pretty popular
like
name.
Like Kevin Smith.
I know. Oh my, but it was embarrassing.
But awesome.
But really sweet of them.
Joe, before we close, do you have an embarrassing story about a crush in high school since we shared ours?
In high school? Yeah. Oh, gosh, I got to remember high school first.
You are a lot older.
I only had one girlfriend in high school.
Oh, like from freshman.
Neither of these people were our boyfriends.
We started dating my sophomore year.
Okay.
But there's no embarrassing. She pursued me.
Oh.
Cause.
Oh, careful! Don't believe him.
No.
Girls pursued you.
No, but he tries to act like I pursued him, and we all know what happened.
Well,
your earrings match your shirt. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I used to work in radio promotion.
Well, mine worked for a while.
Anyway. Touche.
So.
Good one, pal.
So there wasn't no dating for Joe. Because I always had a girlfriend.
The double negative.
Okay.
But we were friends first.
Right.
Like, I've never had a girlfriend just out of, like liking each other across the bar.
Right.
You know
same
what I'm saying?
Exactly yeah. Same
we've
way.
Just, it's always been like a friend who's turned into more.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of person I am, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just got to get to know me and understand. And,
yeah. Because
if you meet me for the first time,
Some of the dad jokes
cannot be there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or like, what's this guy talking about?
Right.
People who know me are like, we know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
But if you don't, some people are thinking like, oh, that's weird. You know what I'm saying?
This one time I was at work, and I won't say the name, but it was like a promotional event. And somebody you work with, who's also one of your good friends, he said to me, like, your name came up. And he goes, wouldn't it be interesting to be inside of his mind?
There's like frozen ice cream flying by. Dogs.
Jokes.
All right. Well, that concludes this episode. We'll see you next week for season 4, episode 21, Pantygate. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.